Everything is inspired by the teachings of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who is the founder and charter of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Om Agnati Mananda Syangarangana Salakya Taksurun Militam Yena Tajmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Sapitam Yena Bhutare Svayam Rupakaram Yantarati Swaparandikam. Our topic today is your time to overcome. We were created to push through problems, overcome them, not struggling to make it through, make ends meet in mediocrity. Krishna, God, He created us to overcome, to be the victor and not the victim. He's already lined up moments of favor where He's going to make things happen that you couldn't make happen on your own. You didn't have the experience, but suddenly you're promoted. The medical report said you weren't going to get well. Somehow, your health turned around. Your family has struggled for years with dysfunction. Suddenly, you come into opportunity, promotion, outflow. What that is Krishna or God causing you to overcome. You might have circumstances in your life that look like they'll never change. It's easy to get discouraged and think, I'll never get well. I'll never meet the right person. I'll never break this addiction. If it was going to happen, it would have already happened by now. It's been too long. It may look permanent, but Krishna is saying to you today, it's not permanent. It came to pass. You're about to overcome the addiction, overcome the depression, that sickness, which looks like it's the end. You're going to overcome that cancer, overcome that heart trouble. Even now, chains are being broken. Things that have held you back for years are coming down. New doors are about to open. Healing, depression, fear, anxiety, lifting off of you. In spite of the snow, in spite of the pandemic, you have the freedom to declare, this is a new day. Things that have been depressing you, guilt, loneliness, the bad breaks, there's about to be a turnaround. You're about to overcome. It's your time to be free. Your time to step into abundance. What Krishna, or God, promised will come to pass. People can't stop it. Bad breaks can't keep it from happening. What Krishna, God, started, He has a reputation for finishing. In our scripture, the Srimad Bhagavatam, the beautiful story of the Absolute Truth, Dhruva, a little five-year-old boy here, had tried to get up on the lap of his father, the king, Uttanapada, but the king prevented Dhruva from getting up on the lap of his father. What was going on there? Dhruva was the oldest son of the king. However, the king had remarried a newer and younger wife who also had a young boy, and that younger wife had maneuvered to get her son promoted over Dhruva as the heir apparent. That was unfair because the custom was the oldest son would be the king. So here's Dhruva, 5 years old, prohibited from getting up on the lap of his father. And this message there is that you're disinherited. You're disenfranchised. So what is he going to do? It didn't seem like he was going to get to be king. It seemed like any thoughts or aspirations he had for kingship were being nipped in the bud, getting cut down. He didn't have the training. He didn't have the size. He didn't have the experience. He didn't have the wisdom. He didn't have the support of his father. His mother was older and out of favor. Would you agree with me that the circumstances looked like he would never take the throne? But there's one calculation that was missing, that Krishna, God, has the final say. When he asked his mother, how can I redress this situation? She gave him a very good piece of advice. You're outnumbered. You're outmanned. The only person that can reverse this situation is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You need to worship Him, you need to pray to Him, and everything will turn out all right. She said, your father worshiped the Lord to get where he was. Your grandfather, Shriambhuva Manu, worshiped the Lord in order to be Manu, the progenitor of mankind. And your great-grandfather, Lord Brahma, this whole story goes back a long way. Your great-grandfather, Lord Brahma, worshiped the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, and he got to be able to create the universe. You follow in the footsteps of your predecessors in order to fulfill your desires. We find this verse in the fourth canto of the Bhagavatam, ninth chapter. It says here, the form of the Lord, which eventually appeared to Dhruva Maharaj in the forest as a result of his doing yoga for 6 months, was brilliant like lightning, and which Dhruva Maharaj in his mature yogic process was fully absorbed. As soon as Dhruva opened his eyes, he saw the Supreme Personality of Godhead personally present before him, just as he had previously seen the Lord from within his heart. And Dhruva fell flat at the feet of the Lord like a rod being absorbed in love of Godhead. In ecstasy, he looked upon the Lord and drank in the beauty with his eyes, kissing the lotus feet of the Lord with his mouth and embracing the Lord with his arms. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is standing before Dhruva Maharaj and at the same time in the hearts of all living beings, touched his conch shell to the forehead of Dhruva. And as soon as Dhruva Maharaj became touched by the hand of the Lord, all his awkwardness of being a five-year-old boy, his immaturity, it all dissipated, leaving him perfectly enlightened, perfectly poised, perfectly king-like, you might say. And at that time, the nature of the Absolute as a divine person became clear to him. Instantly, he became decorated with all the good qualities of a future king. His rightful position as king had been usurped by his younger stepbrother. While he was away in the forest, they were grooming that younger boy to become king, but his own kingship was restored to him as a result of the poise and maturity that he received from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It ended up that Dhruva went on to reclaim the throne and rule his kingdom for 1,000 years. Similarly, just as Krishna did for Dhruva, he can do things for you, and they can happen sooner than you think. It doesn't have to take as long as it looks like it's going to take. When it seems least likely, when there's no sign of it, nothing improving, Krishna likes to take the most unlikely times to show up, and he likes to favor the people that we would least expect to be favored. He works in an unusual, uncommon, out-of-season way. You rarely see it coming. Everything that you're looking, all the circumstances, all the calculation, all the R&D says it can't happen now. True, we're in a pandemic. My business can't increase. It's going to take years to pay off my house. I've had this addiction since childhood. When things get better, then I'll believe in the grace of God. No, get ready. Why? Because Krishna doesn't do things in the normal, predictable times and the normal, predictable schedules. You're going to see acceleration. You're going to see things speed up. What should take a lifetime to accomplish can happen in a fraction of the time. It's not going to take as long as you think to get well, as long as you think to get out of debt, to meet the right person. It's going to happen quicker than it looks. Krishna likes to do things out of season. There's a scene in the Hollywood movie, Ben-Hur. Ben-Hur has been cast down, made a slave by his enemies. He's by a well. He's filthy, suicidal, stooped in dirt, overcome with a fierce thirst. The Roman said, don't give him water. His hands are tied, so he can't ladle water for himself. The camera focuses on Ben-Hur's face. His countenance is twisted in misery. And then the form of a man's shadow crosses his visage, and we don't see the man. The camera remains fixed on Ben-Hur's face. This man offers Ben-Hur water. And as Ben-Hur lifts his wretched face to behold the merciful stranger, a sudden radiance transforms his face, and we know intuitively, instantly, by the radical change of his countenance, that he's now looking directly into the face of God. What do we learn from this in terms of our own lives? Krishna doesn't have to wait for the conditions to be right so that he can bless you. He doesn't wait for society to approve you before he approves you. He makes rivers in the desert. He's not intimidated by your circumstances, not limited by what you cannot do. His specialty is to take those from the bottom to the top, those from the back to the front. We just have to do our part by keeping him first place by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. God or Krishna is not limited by your environment. He's not limited by the medical report. He's not limited by who's against you, by how you're raised. He's prepared to do things out of season, out of the ordinary, that catapult you ahead. Now, Dhruva was born into a dysfunctional family of sorts, with his stepmother eclipsing his own mother, conspiring against him. It was a chaotic environment, his father selling his birthright to a younger wife. All the odds were against him. It didn't look like he had any kind of a future. He should have lived struggling, defeated, frustrated, overcome. But what made the difference was that he knew he was the son of a king. Similarly, maybe you've had some bad breaks. Maybe you weren't raised in the healthiest of environments. You feel like you're at a disadvantage, overlooked, pushed down. That would keep most ordinary people in defeat, keep them in mediocrity, but not the devotees. Devotees know they're king's sons. They're king's daughters. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Devotees know there's an advantage there. There's a favor on your life that can cause you to go to where you can't go on your own. A blessing that will lift you up when life tries to push you down. An anointing to excel when you should be limited. To rise higher when you should be stuck. To defeat the odds and to outlast the opposition. Bad breaks can't stop devotees. Why? Because they're king's sons, king's daughters. That disappointment, that setback, it's not how your story ends. You're a king's son, a king's daughter. That breakup, that sickness, that trouble, it's just temporary. Krishna is saying for you, it's time for the king's sons to ascend to the throne, to reign, for the king's daughters to overcome. Put your shoulders back, hold your head up high, have the right perspective. You're the sons and daughters of Almighty God. You have the DNA of the Almighty in your veins. Who told you that you cannot accomplish your dreams? Who told you that you couldn't speak in front of an audience? Who told you that you can't be happy? Who told you that you've had too many bad breaks in your life, that your obstacles are too high? That may be true of you if you were average, if you were ordinary. We might agree with all that, but we know something about you. You're a king's son. You're a king's daughter. You have royal blood flowing in your veins. It's time for you to overcome. You haven't missed your chance. It's not too late. You haven't made too many mistakes. Your obstacles are not too big. Get your passion back, your fire back. You wouldn't be here today hearing this message if Krishna wasn't about to do something unusual, unprecedented. You're on the verge of seeing favor that you've never seen today. Let me tell you, Krishna, God, has a final say. When it's time for you to overcome, that sickness can't stop you. Right now, it might be pushing you down, but a turnaround is coming. You're about to experience healing. You're going to conquer over the depression, rebound from the lack, surmount the injustice. The reason that the enemy is fighting you so hard is because there's a calling on your life, an assignment for you to fulfill. That's why you encounter difficulties that you didn't cause, that you had nothing to do with. You can't help it that there's dysfunction in your family. You can't help it that some people just won't like you no matter what you do. You can't help it that you came down with that sickness, that that co-worker is conspiring behind your back in the office. But here's the key. All that is about the calling on your life. If you weren't a king's son, a king's daughter, you wouldn't have those things coming against you. You wouldn't be significant enough for the bother. The fact that you do have forces trying to stop you is a sign that you have an awesome destiny. The enemy wouldn't be fooling with you if you weren't a threat to the status quo. The And there will be forces and there will be people trying to keep you from your throne. The good news is that the forces that are for you are greater than the forces that are against you. You're not alone. Most High God, creator of the universe, is fighting for you, pushing back the forces of darkness, making crooked places straight, equipping you, empowering you, breathing in your direction. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Dhruva was 5 years old. Think about it. 5 years old. There wasn't any way that he could take the throne in his own strength, in his own ability. Krishna, God, fought for him. Similarly, Krishna's not going to let you, the devoted, miss your destiny. What he has purposed, no man can stop, no bad break, no sickness, no injustice. It may be unfair, you don't understand it, but your time is coming. Krishna has not forgotten about you. He's seen everything you've been through, the struggles, the hurts, the lonely nights, the backstabbing. He's collected all your tears. He keeps good accounts. And when you come out, you're not just going to come out as you were before because you kept a good attitude, because you honored him by chanting his holy name. When you come out, he's going to bring you out twice as better off as you were before the trouble started. You may have been through bad breaks. That's not going to stop your destiny. Krishna knows how to get you to where you're supposed to be. Now, on our side, instead of thinking of all the reasons why it's not going to happen, turn it around. Thank you, Krishna, that it's my time to shine. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. I may not see a way. The conditions may not look right, but Krishna, I believe that you're going to help me overcome that sickness, overcome this depression, overcome this injustice. And when it's your time to overcome, Krishna is going to prompt the right people to show up. People who will go out of their way to help you, will use their favor to help push you into your destiny. Sometimes we have people conspiring against us. You've all experienced that. But when it's your time, Krishna will have people conspiring for you. Those co-workers who get together to try and make you look bad, maybe family members who leave you out. Don't worry. Krishna knows how to turn the tables. He knows how to cause people to be for you and not against you. When it's your time to reign, Krishna will make things happen that you couldn't make happen. Divine connection showing up. People that you don't even know put in a good word for you. I believe that you're about to see Krishna do some of these unusual things. Favor that catapults you ahead. Good breaks that you didn't see coming. Healing when the medical report says it's impossible. Dhruva's stepbrother, he was still the favorite son. He was the heir apparent while Dhruva was in the forest worshiping Lord Krishna. And when Krishna appeared before Dhruva, he turned everything around. He anointed, blessed Dhruva to be the king against all odds. When Dhruva came back out of the forest and returned to the palace full of grace, favor, and blessings from the Lord, all the citizens took one look at his effulgence, his peace, his calm, his control, and they started spontaneously shouting, "Long live the king! Long live the king!" His stepmother couldn't believe it. She nearly passed out. And shortly after that, her own son was killed in a fight with some yakshas. Don't worry about the people that are against you. Krishna knows how to fight your battles. And someone may be on your throne right now, occupying your position at the office. They've manipulated things at work to get what belongs to you. Seems like they're successful in holding you back. But don't forget, Krishna, God of balance. He's a God of justice. He knows how to move people out of the way. He knows how to vindicate you, how to promote you, how to give you the last and the best laugh. All you have to do is keep doing things the right way. Trust God to fight your battles. Be convinced that no person can stand against him. We all have people that come against us. We have people that don't like us for no reason at all, situations that aren't fair. But I've learned if you just keep honoring Krishna or God, He's going to take care of the opposition. You don't have to manipulate things. You don't have to try to pay people back. You don't have to work your way to the throne. When it's your time to thrive, doors will open that no person can shut. People that were against you are either going to change and be for you, or they'll just take off running. Let Krishna fight your battles. When it's your time, you're going to see favor that you didn't deserve, doors open that you couldn't open, promotion when you didn't have the experience, people going out of their way to be good to you. Vaibhavi and I came to Utah Valley in 1981. We had no friends in the area. There were no devotees, no donors, no supporters. We'd put down a $35,000 down payment on the radio station that we raised by doing a traveling festival of India on college campuses for 18 months in Southern California. And we had some capital put aside to run the radio station for about 6 months. And at that time, our supervisor, the GBC member in Los Angeles, decided that our savings could be better spent to bail out the New York Temple. There's a saying that to save a family, an individual can be sacrificed. To save a village, a family can be sacrificed. To save a state, a village can be sacrificed. And to save a country, a state can be sacrificed. So my leader told me, Chiru, we're sacrificing Utah for New York. So he cleaned out our bank account, only informing us after the fact. This is in the old days when Hare Krishna was more Wild West. So not only were we broke, all our savings wiped out overnight, but $12,000 worth of checks that we'd written start bouncing. Well, we felt abandoned at first. We felt betrayed. We thought, how can devotees do this to each other? And then we remembered Prabhupada always used to say, everybody's a devotee. They just don't know it. We started thinking of all the local people as devotees, expecting the best of them, creating ties to the community, being good neighbors, doing festivals, broadcasting the universal message of God consciousness on the radio station, going to colleges and high schools and making ourselves available to lecture. And you know what? We didn't feel lonely anymore. We didn't feel isolated any longer. We said, heck, what are we worried about? We're surrounded by devotees. We have plenty of well-wishers, supporters, and potential donors right here. Just at what should have been our lowest, most discouraging moment, Krishna reminded us of our crown of favor. When we put Krishna first place, he causes us to be overcome and not to get overcome. He causes our light to shine. He lifts us up, gives us a victory when we could be down in the dust and the dirt. The scriptures talk about having faith in God. But sometimes it's not even our faith that makes the difference. It's God's faith in us. We've been steady. We've trusted him when everything has gone against us. In the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 7, text 21, Krishna says, I am in everyone's heart as a super soul. As soon as someone desires to worship the Lord, I make his faith steady so that he can devote himself to the Supreme. So with the support of the local people, who as you know are 90% members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, not only were we able to pay off the mortgage on the original radio station with 5 acres of land, but we also acquired this additional 8.5 acres in 1991. On this land, we were able to open the Spanish Fort Temple in 2001. In 2012, we bought a former school, 13,000 square feet of building and 4 acres of land in downtown Salt Lake City. In August of 2019, we opened another newly constructed temple there. It's all been the goodness of God making things happen that we couldn't make happen. Similarly, you don't know what God has in store for you in the future. I did the math. For every dollar that was cleaned out of our bank account in 1980, Krishna has restored us $1,000. $100,000 he paid us back for every dollar that was taken from our bank account. We had shown a little bit of faith in Krishna by taking a leap and coming to Utah in the first place. And once we passed one or two simple tests, then what happened was Krishna was showing his faith in us. And these things don't always happen the way that you think they would. Dhruva was 5 years old. His own father wouldn't stick up for him, just like our own GBC wouldn't stick up for us. Looked like Dhruva's life as a king was over before it even started. Looked like our Utah mission was nipped in the bud. And yet Dhruva had the supreme father, Lord Krishna, fighting for him, protecting him, favoring him. He succeeded because the Lord crowned him with favor. If Krishna is for you, let me tell you, nobody, but nobody can stand against you. It may look like you can't accomplish your dreams. You don't have the connections, the experience. You can't get well. Your child looks like they're never going to get back on course. There's no sign of it. Well, that's when Krishna likes to show up the most. He's not waiting for your conditions to be favorable. The Lord promises that even in the midst of a pandemic, those who are devoted to him will have more than enough. Don't put your faith on hold, thinking when the pandemic's over, when I get healed, when everything gets better, then I'll ask Krishna to bless me. No, Krishna, his habit is to bless you in the pandemic, in the famine, heal you in the struggle, free you despite what's coming against you. This isn't going to happen for everybody. It's going to happen to those who are devoted because they know they're king's son, king's daughters. They're going to see those moments of favor when Krishna catapults you ahead. And yes, there are seasons of testing where we have to be faithful, do the right things. Seems like we're doing everything, but we're not getting anywhere. We're spinning our wheels. But at a certain point, we're going to get some traction. Krishna is going to say, you passed the test. Now it's your time to be promoted. It's your time to meet the right person. It's your time to be healthy. It's your time to sit on the throne. Don't get discouraged by what hasn't happened yet. You don't know what God is up to. One touch of his favor, just like on Dhruva's head, will put you 50 years down the road. Right now, you're not falling behind. You're just being groomed for the throne. Every day that you do the right thing with a good attitude, you're passing the test. You're about to see what it was that Krishna was doing behind the scenes all that time, getting things lined up for you to go to where you've never dreamed you could go. Krishna's blessings are chasing you down. Increase is going to come looking for you. I wonder who in this room is about to receive a knock. I wonder who is going to show up at your door. Who is going to receive an unexpected phone call out of the blue, a divine connection, a good break that takes you from the background to the foreground, from labor to management, something you didn't see coming. Well, Charu, I don't think this could happen to me, especially during a pandemic. Hey, Krishna does things out of the ordinary when it doesn't seem likely, when you don't think you have the connections, when things have slowed down. That's when you need to get ready for a knock on the door, a phone call for something unusual. Well, Charu, my second objection is, now you're just getting people's hopes up. Hey, you can't have faith unless you first have hope. Now, if you don't want to do your part, Krishna can just give it to somebody else. But why don't you step up to be who you were created to be? You are a king's son, a king's daughter. One devotee said, or any devotee could say that for that matter, what would have happened to me if I had not believed in the goodness of God? That's all we're asking you to do. Just believe that it's your time to reign. Believe that favor is on your life. Believe that something good is going to happen to you. Krishna came to Dhruva, the least likely one, a five-year-old boy, son of the king's less favored wife, out in the forest, an insignificant beggar. With one touch on Dhruva's head, his life was never the same. After he was anointed, he went back to the palace, but now it was different. The citizens, his father, even his stepmother took one look at him and knew he was appointed by God to be the king. When it's your time to reign, you will defeat big enemies even though you have small resources. You don't have to have big talent, big abilities, great experience. Having Krishna or God's favor will bring down giants, bring down obstacles. You and God are a majority. The question is, do you have a heart after God? A lot of devotees aren't perfect, far from it. They've made mistakes, took wrong turns. What they all have to their credit, they had a strong desire to honor Krishna or God. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. When Krishna can trust you, when he knows that he can count on you to honor him, to handle the influence, the resources, the promotion, then you can count on Krishna to get you to where you need to be. There's no limit to where Krishna or God can take you. You don't have to be perfect. We all make mistakes. It's not at all about your performance. It's all about your heart. Keep in first place. Do the right thing when it's hard. Say no to the things that are pulling you down. You're not just anyone. You're a king's son, a king's daughter. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna brought you here this afternoon to say to you, it's time for the king's sons and daughters to overcome, to reign. You're coming into destiny moments. Krishna is about to take you to where you could not go on your own. It's going to be unusual. It's going to happen not in a normal way, and it's going to be sooner than you think. Whatever it is that's been pushing you down, the dysfunction, the lack, the sickness, it's a new day. It's going to be a turnaround. It's time for you to shine. I believe that the forces that have held you back are being broken right now. Good breaks are about to find you. The right people are going to show up. You're going to overcome that sickness, overcome the depression, overcome the struggle. Healing is coming, promotions, breakthrough, freedom, the fullness of your destiny in this life and next life. Go back to home, back to God. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.